Alameda County Board of Supervisors Personnel Administration Legislation Committee, Monday, February 4th, 2019.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the Board of Supervisors Panel Committee for Monday, February 4th. We'll start with the federal update.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
This is Patrick with CJ Lake. Emily's not going to be able to join us today. The House and Senate are in session this week. The House will consider several non-controversial bills focused on infrastructure and public policy, or public safety, excuse me. Two bills of particular interest include H.R. 494, which would reauthorize the Juvenile Accountability Block Grant Program. It was last reauthorized in 2009. And H.R. 507, which would require the Department of Justice to conduct a survey of human trafficking survivors seeking services throughout the country. The Senate will vote today on S1, the package of bills related to the Middle East. We reported on that last week. Additionally, this week, the Senate will consider a broad bipartisan public lands package. It contains over 100 bills that were previously introduced in the 115th Congress. There'll be a lot of debate over a lot of these bills, but it's seen as a pretty bipartisan package, and it will likely move through the Senate. We expect the DHS Appropriations Conference Committee to meet this week as well in hopes of finalizing a potential deal by Friday, February 8th. And speaking of appropriations, while the federal government has funding to maintain operations through February 15th, Speaker Pelosi has told the 17 Republicans and Democrats on the DHS Conference Committee that they need to finalize their work by this Friday, the 8th, to allow enough time for that potential deal to be voted on the floor before February 15th. When the talks began last week, both Democrats and Republicans agreed that they did not want to have another government shutdown. Republicans in their negotiations have insisted that while they don't need a border wall that spans the full length of the border, any deal must include funding for a barrier. Democrats, again, have remained steadfast in their opposition to funding for the border wall, but in the first part of their negotiations, they did offer funding for more personnel, technology, repair projects at the ports of entry, and even suggested an openness for border fencing. Although one meeting had been scheduled last week, that's the first official meeting of the conference committee, no other meetings have been scheduled for this week. Although over the last few days, staff continued to talk over the weekend, we do not expect any real progress to be made on the negotiations in the conference committee until after tomorrow, when Democrats and Republicans will meet with their respective conferences to hash out some of the details. And I'm sure you're aware and have seen in the past few days, President Trump has declared the negotiations a waste of time and said over the weekend that the State of the Union address would reveal more of his plans in terms of border wall negotiations. Again, he did suggest earlier this year and also mentioned again this weekend that he might make an emergency declaration to circumvent Congress to build the border wall using Department of Defense funding. And then the State of the Union, President Trump will deliver his address to Congress on Tuesday. In his speech, the president is expected to focus on five key issue areas, including immigration, infrastructure, healthcare and prescription drug costs, trade, and foreign wars. President Trump will plan to reiterate his call for $5.7 billion for the border wall, and then again try to make the case for what he deems a national emergency at the southern border. He'll also talk broadly about rebuilding America and will ask Congress to produce a package of infrastructure bills for the vital infrastructure projects across the country. Along with those two issues, the president will address health care and prescription drug pricing. On trade, he will update Congress on the U.S. trade relationship and the ongoing feud with China. He'll also urge lawmakers to approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and to pass the Reciprocal Trade Act. He'll also talk about his decision to pull the troops out of Syria and discuss his views of endless foreign wars. So that's kind of a rough overview of what we've seen so far on the State of the Union, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that after tomorrow's speech. And then another couple quick updates. I know we've talked with the social services about this, but the USDA proposed rule, the Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service Agency released the NPRM on SNAP work requirements on February 1st. As you may remember, the Senate dropped a provision related to SNAP work requirements in the 2018 Farm Bill. And because of this, the administration wanted to be proactive about that, I guess, and put forth a proposed rule that would encourage a broader application of work requirements for SNAP recipients. Those written comments are due on April 2nd, and we'll be working with SSA on submitting those comments. And then another update on the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote Thursday on William Barr's nomination to the Attorney General. It's likely he'll pass the Senate Judiciary Committee and then advance to the Senate floor. A floor vote could happen as early as next week. And then two more nominees. Nicole Mason had her hearing to be FHWA administrator last week, and her vote is expected in the next few weeks for the EPW committee. And then Andrew Wheeler for the EPW administrator, along the same lines, he had his hearing a couple weeks ago and will likely be held, his nomination vote will be held in the next couple of weeks. In terms of hearings, there are several hearings in the House this week, and we'll list those out in the PAL notes, but we just wanted to highlight a few of them. The House Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee will hold a hearing on Wednesday looking at the effects of the Texas versus U.S. Republican lawsuit and its impacts on Americans with pre-existing conditions. The House Education and Labor Committee will also hold a hearing on pre-existing conditions on Wednesday. And then the House Appropriations, Labor, HHS, Education Subcommittee will hold an oversight hearing looking at the effect the Trump administration policies are having on the Affordable Care Act. That's also on Wednesday. And then one last one to note is a hearing on family separation immigration policies. The House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee will hold a hearing on Thursday looking at those issues, the family separations, and then the efforts to reunify the families with their children and the long-term effects of those separations. So we'll be monitoring some of those hearings as well, and we'll be able to get some notes out to you on those. And that's our report for today.
Okay. Are there any questions, comments? All right. State, please.
Yes, absolutely. So Political Solutions here. Briefly, we are into February now, and budget subcommittees will begin meeting at the end of the month. Budget full committee has met both in the Senate and the Assembly to hear the governor's budget proposal with Department of Finance and the Legislative Analyst Office. Now they're starting to get into some of the nitty-gritty with some of the emergency preparedness issues that they need to deal with, both with the wildfires and the property tax backfill, as well as the 911 system and other things that they're trying to finally get up to date. As you know, that's been a dire need for the state of California for many years, and it's finally time to address that situation. We're still looking at the shutdown as it relates to housing, and particularly with your low-income housing. That's something I know that you're very concerned about for your constituents. There was a briefing held last week with all of the HUD representatives and kind of the housing advocates that talked about, initially it was to talk about how to move forward, but then it turned into a conversation of what happens if we shut down again on February 15th, which is likely to happen according to most of the pundits, and what kind of reserves are available to utilize to pay the landlord share and keeping your landlord partners in place and reminding tenants that they still have to pay their share. They knew that we could get through the end of February. Now it looks like there should be enough reserves for everyone to get to the end of April, keeping in mind that if you're using other sources to pay, to borrow, to pay down, the landlords need to get HUD authority to do that. Even with a shutdown, each region is trying to have one HUD representative available to answer questions. So hopefully that's available should you need it. We also have the crisis of the PG&E bankruptcy that was declared last week. Governor Newsom is not very happy with PG&E, says that they're trying to shirk their responsibilities. And did so much to send a letter to the trustee handling the bankruptcy, reminding them that the individuals who lost their homes and their businesses need to be made whole as part of the lawsuit. As part of the lawsuit stated, or that, excuse me, the bankruptcy, PG&E did request that they could continue paying their bonuses out. I think that's going to be a contentious issue in the courts. So we also had the homelessness package that was brought forward by the governor and his budget. It's pretty fluid at this point, but stakeholders are beginning to meet to try and get a better sense of what that's going to look like. And as that spills over into housing in general, with the RENA and the transportation dollars being tied together, of what that ultimately is going to look like, we understand that stakeholders will begin meeting with the governor's office today and his administration. And unfortunately, the assembly is planning an indication that at least one bill, if not a couple. We obviously have concerns of what that's going to look like, because this administration has said they anticipate, with tinkering with the RENA numbers and working with Housing and Community Development, HCD, they want it to be a multi-year strategy. So we're hoping that we can stick to that, because it is going to be a pretty significant change for local governments, and we, again, want to continue to get those transportation dollars. Last week, the UCC, so Urban County Caucus Board, met. As you know, their executive director has resigned and is taking a job somewhere else. So they're in the process of looking for an executive director now. They did elect both the chair and vice chair, and it's Carol Gloom from San Mateo County, the chair ongoing. The vice chair is Kelly Long from Ventura County. So that would be good to have that continuity as they transition into initially a firm to represent them, and then ultimately hire another executive director, which is their goal. We also want to point out that the bill introduction deadline is February 22nd. We're